Are you a person that's been struggling with your weight on and off for most of your adult life? Are you a person who maybe was in the best shape of your life? At one time, you were an athlete, a gym rat, but then something happened. Maybe you had kids. Maybe you started in a career that took you away from those habits that you had of eating healthy and working out. And now you find yourself years later, a bunch of pounds heavier, and the weight affects your confidence. You don't even believe yourself anymore when you talk about losing weight because you just start and you stop. You start and you stop. Or you're one of those who goes all or nothing. You're all into it. You eat clean, you exercise, you push hard, and then something happens, knocks you off, and then you give up everything and just stop. And the weight creeps back on, and maybe even more. And you look at yourself in the mirror, and you see the signs of aging coming, and nothing you can do to stop that. Not until science figures it, creates some big breakthroughs. I'm waiting for that myself. But you look at your body and you're like, I know I could do better than this. But for some reason, you're not doing better. That's what we're going to get into today. The theme of today is all about removing the roadblocks so that you get to experience life the way you want to experience it. So what's up, my friend? This is the Legendary Life Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Rice, and we're back with another Real Talk Friday episode. So if this is your first time listening to the show, what we do on this show is break down science-based information on how to lose fat, prevent disease, and live a longer, healthier, legendary life. But on Real Talk Fridays, we have a real conversation about the stuff that nobody else seems to want to talk about. Everybody just wants to pop supplements, buy a Juve light and shine it on their genitals, or puff on some oxygen, whatever those like biohacks are that are out there. But nobody wants to do the inner work. Nobody wants to talk about this stuff. But yet it's the part that's driving everything. So if this has hooked your attention, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you've been listening for a while and you'd like to actually experience some coaching and lose some weight in the process, even if you haven't lost weight in weeks or months or since the quarantine started or whatever it is, go to legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge and join the challenge, where you get to work with me for a week, and I get you results and I coach you through the process. Speaking of challenge, we ran one recently and I want to welcome our new clients. So Muzzy, welcome. Muzzy's from all the way from an entrepreneur from Pakistan. How cool is that? And Diane from Canada and Chelsea from Canada. We've got the Canadian invasion happening in the Legendary Life program. It's so great to have people from different places, even our neighbors up north. So welcome to the program. Congrats on signing up. And so let's dive into today. Removing the roadblocks. What I hear from people constantly is that from women, I hear, I don't feel comfortable in my skin. My husband wants to have sex with me, but I don't want to because I don't feel good about the way I look. Even though he's cool with it, at least cool enough to want to get it on, but I don't feel good, so I don't do it, right? And the obsession, it's just every time I step on the scale is the enemy. I feel like my metabolism is slowed down, especially once I hit 40 or maybe it's 50. Nothing has changed, but I put on weight anyway. And it's ruining my life because I don't have confidence in myself anymore. It's affecting my ability to perform at work. It's affecting my ability to connect with my partner, especially if you're not getting freaky, come on. And he still wants to, but you're saying no. That's a good man that you have, because I wouldn't be as patient, let's say. I'd be like, no,
No? Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Filing for divorce. Bye-bye. So if that's your situation, you got a good man. And speaking of men, what I hear from guys is this: doing everything right. I eat clean, but I'm not losing weight, which means, of course, you're not doing everything right, because it's not about eating clean or cutting out carbs. It's about following the right nutrition principles, being in a calorie deficit, getting the right amount of protein in, doing the right types of exercise. And I don't want to take off my shirt. At least it's COVID, right? There's going to be less pool parties or socially distanced parties. And, maybe you were an athlete before. Maybe you're a person who's been struggling with it for a long time. I'll be straight with you. So let's get into talking about some stuff. I think you get the picture. And some of these, if not all of them, resonate with you, right? Women feel like they've really gone down the drain. Like, they were in a position in their life some time ago where they felt great, and now they don't feel great. And when they see themselves in the mirror, that just is like, oh man, I need to lose weight. Talk about losing weight. Sometimes I even lose weight, but then I just gain it right back. And guys feel like less of a man. I feel starting to get feeble, starting to, you know what I think it is? Because I've been down this road myself, right? You start to see yourself disappear in the fat. There's a you underneath the fat, but it's covered up. And it's like the fat is enveloping you. It's making you disappear. It's making not just you physically disappear and covering your body up with this, but it's as your body starts to physically disappear and becomes harder to recognize every time that you look in the mirror. It's like ourselves, we start to disappear. Our awesomeness starts to disappear. It's like that spark that we had to go in, the champion starts to disappear, right? The champion, the person who created the success in your life, the person who was at one point really on top of their game before the career got crazy, before the kids, before the, you know, or maybe even during some of those things, but there was a point in your life where you felt like, wow, I'm at my peak. I'm kicking ass. I'm taking names. I may not be super duper fit, like someone's asking me to pose on Shape Magazine or Men's Health Magazine, but I feel good. I feel great. Now you don't feel that anymore. Feel like less of a person, or more specifically, less of who we used to be. And it really affects every area. Think about it. If you spend a lot of time, like I had a client tell me, I've had several clients tell me, the first thing I see in the morning is myself in the mirror, and I don't like what I see. That sets the stage for the day to come. So when you're on your way to work or on your way to, or helping your kids or get ready for school, whatever you do after you wake up, every single thing, kissing your wife goodbye or your husband goodbye, everything's already started off on the wrong foot. Not because of any other reason, but because you looked in the mirror, saw something you didn't like, and it sets the tone for the day. And how I think about this. Have you ever heard, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, have you ever heard me when I'm on my game and feeling good? It's like, whoa, Ted's in a zone right now. And sometimes maybe you've heard me when it's like, oh, I don't know what's going on in his life, but he's not quite on like usual. Well, I know when I'm on, I know when I'm off most of the time. And I want to tell you this. If you're waking up that way and letting those thoughts be like the first thing that happens in the morning, that's affecting every interaction that you have. It's affecting your ability to go get new clients or to get your old ones happier or to, I don't know what you do, but whatever it is that you do, the interaction with clients, maybe you're in sales. And if this is taking up a lot of your energy and time, just think about it. How many minutes of the day are you actively thinking about your health, your body, your weight, how you look in your clothes? Think about that. And then think about subconsciously what's running in the background. It's like a computer with a program that's taking up RAM, but it's running in the background. So it may not be something you're consciously aware of, but yet it's affecting you and you know it's affecting you. And the question, I mean, I think I've done a good job of digging deep into that. The question is, why are you letting it? Life is going to be difficult enough. And I think this is where so many people kind of go wrong. Life is going to be difficult enough. There are going to be pandemics and quarantines and the closing down of the economy. But if you're fucking up, I mean, that just adds to it. That just amplifies it. It gives you another thing to like, oh my gosh, it's adding more stress, it's either adding more stress or taking away from your ability to be more successful in life. And I don't just mean money here. I mean finances. I mean relationships. I mean less time being sick. Hell, the number one thing with COVID that determines whether you're going to have a more complicated case, whether you're going to be one of those people on respirators, is your health, specifically the things that revolve around energy surpluses, energy toxicity. What do I mean by that? Well, I'll tell it to you like this. Diabetes is not a sugar problem. It's an energy surplus problem. It's 100% preventable, type 2 diabetes, and not the autoimmune versions, right? There's some people that have some specific situations. We're not talking about that. We're talking about there ain't nothing wrong with you. There ain't nothing wrong with your genes. But what happens is you have a sedentary life where you think you're moving enough, but you're really not. And at least, again, compared to what human beings should do for optimal health, right? Because there are rules to the human body, just like there are rules to your car. It's like, well, I change the oil every year. Yeah, but that doesn't work if you're driving your car, right? Your car is going to blow up. You need to change it every few months. And that's where most people are with their activity. But let's talk about the food part. Diabetes is not a sugar issue. It's not, well, if you eat sugar, you get diabetes. No, here's what diabetes really is. You eat and you start to fill up your glycogen stores in your muscles and your liver. Glycogen is stored carbohydrate. And then you eat, you continue to eat and you fill up your fat stores and you fill up your stores to the point where it starts to spill over and starts to get into other areas around your organs, in your muscles. The fat starts to accumulate around your organs and inside your muscles. That starts causing resistance to insulin. So for type 1 diabetics, what happens is their pancreas doesn't make insulin, so they got to inject it. But for type 2 diabetics, there's nothing wrong with your pancreas. It makes insulin, but your cells won't let the energy into it, specifically, you know, the muscle cells. Now, I'm no diabetes expert here. I just have them on the show. But your muscles in particular become insulin resistant because they're full of fat, because the fat, the energy has nowhere else to go. And you stay in that position. Now, a lot of people, they're obese and they don't have problems yet because it is just a matter of time. And it's like your body's just storing up this energy and storing up this energy. And I'm telling you this because it's like what I'm trying to tell you is this. It is a reversible issue. Losing fat is doable. One of the other things I hear from clients is like, oh, I want to be realistic about my weight loss. What? How about not being obese? That's 100% realistic. How about not being in the overweight category? 100% realistic. How about having the rest of the world does it? The only thing that's stopping you are your bullshit beliefs that you can't do it and the fact that you don't have the right strategies. That's the only thing that's stopping you. There is no age that's stopping you. 90-year-old people lose fat and gain muscle just, and you won't even make it to 90, most likely. Right? I mean, there's nothing stopping you except the right strategies and your ability to stay in and go after it. That's all that's stopping you here. We're not talking about, I say this a lot to clients, we're not talking about winning the gold medal at the Olympics or even being an Olympic competitor. We're not talking about becoming a professional athlete with a multi-million dollar contract. Those things probably, they ain't in your, that's not happening for you, okay? Not happening for you. To say that you'd want to do that would be thinking crazy, like winning the lottery, especially if you're in your 30s or 40s. It's not going to happen. That ain't realistic. But can you lose fat? Every single person right now, you listening right now, you can do that. You can lose as much fat as you want. You can get as lean as you want. Some of you won't be able to stay as lean as you want. That's a bit genetically determined. Guys can probably get somewhere in the 8 to 12% range, and then going lower than that's going to be really difficult. Women getting under 15% would probably be really difficult. Some women are going to be able to do it. Some women are going to lose their menstruation. They're going to lose their cycle. And that's genetically determined. But let's be real here. Which one? You probably aren't listening to this podcast if you're below 15%, if you're a woman, or 8 to 12% body fat if you're a guy, are you? So that is doable. And if you think that it's not, you have to ask yourself why. Why do you think it is that it's not possible? Because I'll tell you why I think it is possible is because I help people do it. I know how to do it. I know the mindset. I know how to coach people through it. As long as they don't give up, I can get them there. I've said in other podcasts, a big part of what I do is to coach people through those parts where they want to give up. I want to ask you, do you do that? Are you following a program and then maybe your weight goes up, especially if you start going to the gym and eating more protein, and then you're like, this isn't working, even though your clothes are fitting better? I'll tell you, here's a free tip. Stop giving up. Keep pushing forward. Keep trusting that you're doing the right thing. Hard to do that when the emotions are going. Probably easy for you right now. Oh yeah, okay, thanks, Ted. Thanks for that tip. Next time that happens, I'll just tell myself, no, keep going. But hard to do when the emotions are high. Hard to do when you're triggered. It's like talking to you about, okay, so listen, when the pandemic comes and the quarantine happens, I'm going to study another language. I'm going to get another degree. I'll get my executive MBA. I'll learn Mandarin. I'll do all these things. And then what happens? The pressure comes on and you don't do shit, right? Or you start and then you fall off. It's those moments where the emotional intensity is high. Those are the breakthrough moments. Those are the crucial moments where you either forge forward and break through to the other side and become that new person, the person who overcomes that pattern of, I get stuck here, and now you overcome it, or you go back and stay stuck. It's like repeating the same grade in school. Thankfully, I never had to do that, but got close a couple times. I was in summer school, let me tell you, a couple times. More than once. But I see people doing it with their health, repeating the same patterns over and over. And the big theme here is there is a life that you want to live. There is an experience of life that you want to have, because it's really about that. It's really about the experience of life, the emotional, the good feelings that you want to have in life. You want to have a good relationship with your body to where you look in the mirror and feel good about what you see. Yes, age will make your skin get weird and turn your hair gray. And for some of us, like myself, have your hair fall out. I've been looking, I'm like, man, I can see more and more of my the top of my head every month. But the things that you can control and looking in the mirror and saying, you know what? Okay, so that stuff's going to happen. But do I feel good about what I see? Because I know the things that I do have control over, I've stepped up and done. Because if you're not doing that, you're placing more obstacles in the way of having the type of life that you want. The relationship with yourself, we just talked about that. The relationship with your partner. Because even after your kids are gone, you're still going to be together. Or maybe some of you, this is for topic for another time, but should reevaluate whether you want to be with that person or not, whether you're settling or not, and whether you're staying with that person just because you're scared of being alone and going through the whole dating process again at 40, at 50, at 60, whatever, wherever you are. Remove the roadblocks, remove the obstacles. This episode is sponsored by Organifi. Do you want to know a secret that all my coaching clients follow? It's really simple, but powerful. Add vegetables into each meal. But let's be honest, most of us, including myself, don't eat the recommended servings of vegetables and fruits each day. So for those of us who are on the go or have trouble eating healthy, having a greens powder makes it easy to get your greens in every single day, no matter how busy you are. And that's why I use and recommend Organifi Green Juice, a superfood powder that you just add water to so that you can get your greens in even when you're on the go. The best thing about Organifi Green Juice is that it actually tastes great. But don't believe me, try it for yourself. And use the code TED20, that's capital T-E-D, the number 20, at www.organifi.com. That's Organifi.com to receive 20% off your first order. But hurry, this is a limited time discount for Legendary Life listeners. Now, back to the episode. Another thing about this I think is important is one of the things that tortures us inside is not the weight. It's seeing a person who's living out of congruence with what they believe. For example, I have values. Health is important to me. Exercise is important to me. I want to be the type of person who takes care of my body and is not the type of person who, like so many people around Vero Beach, where I happen to be now, they've just let it go and let the aging process just take control 80, 90% of the way. And then they're falling apart, riding the scooters, not being able to walk. For me, letting that happen goes against my values. But a lot of us have those values, but we're not acting on them. Because if you said, hey, I like to shove food in my face, especially processed food. I like to sit around and watch TV. That is me. I've got diabetes. It's going to kill me. But you know what? I love my life. And it's worth every minute that I get to shove food in my face and watch TV. But you're not saying that, right? That's the problem. Because if you owned it, like Charlie Sheen with his like gargantuan cocaine habit, he just said, hey, you know, he's got HIV. He's a cokehead, I guess. I don't know too much about him. I just remember when it was popular. It's like he owned his life. He was like, yeah, I'm a maniac, cocaine addict, porn star hanging out with HIV positive person. Now, I don't know where he's at now, if it changed, but he seemed to really own his life, right? Own his choices. But the problem here is if you're not owning your choices and being comfortable with them, that's where the discomfort comes from. That's where the cognitive dissonance comes from. What you see in the mirror isn't what you feel like you should see. That's really the problem with weight, right? It's not that, you know, it's that people don't want to be where they are because it's not who they believe themselves to be. And so you see yourself and you're like, that's not me, but it is you. And you're like, damn, really? But it's really not me. It's like, okay, we'll do something about it. Well, I do, but then I give up. Or I have an opportunity to sign up to Ted's coaching program or someone else's coaching program. But I say no. I say, ooh, it's too much money. It's not the right time. It's like, well, when is the right time? And how much money do you spend on supplements every month? How much money is it worth for you to solve this problem with speed? Makes no sense, right, human beings? And I'm guilty of this too. So don't think that that I don't do these things. I do, just less and less, because I know that I need to live congruent with what I believe I am or who I believe I am. And if I'm not doing that, it's going to hurt me inside. It's going to take up time. It's going to ruminate in the back of my mind. I'm going to be thinking about, oh, I'm not doing this. I should do this. I'm not doing this. I should really do that, but I'm not doing it. Why am I not doing it? I feel bad. And so every time that I come and do a podcast, or every time I come to a coaching client call, every time I do my group call for my group, every time that I talk to a potential new client, that's what I'm going to be carrying with me. And so many of us, we carry that stuff around and it gets in the way of having a successful relationship. What does that mean? Well, simply just a relationship with more positive experiences than negative ones. Not neutral, not negative, but more positive. That's pretty simple. Same thing with your kids. Same thing with yourself. You look in the mirror and you have more positive experiences than negative ones, more positive things than negative things to say. We're always going to have negative things to say. Unfortunately, that seems to be stuck in us as humans. That part never goes away, the critic, the inner critic. But when the champion shows up more times than the critic does, that's when your life will change. But it takes work to get there. A lot of work sometimes. And the thing is, sometimes we're resistant to doing it. Oh, I'm just so far away. I got to lose 60 pounds. It's just, that's such a big number. Well, stop talking yourself out of doing things. Just set a short-term goal. I want you to think about your life right now. Let's change gears. I want you to think about your life right now. I want you to think about where the roadblocks are. Because if you're having more negative experiences with yourself with regards to your weight, with regards to how you're handling your health, why do you allow it to continue? Why won't you step up and raise your standard and say, this will not continue. I will do something about it. And if you want to try it on your own, then try it on your own. If you want to save yourself time, well, I think it's like this, to be honest. It's like either you have time or you have money. If you don't have money, you usually got plenty of time. But if you got money because you're spending your time working hard, you want to save yourself a lot of time and trial and error, hire someone to help you. Doesn't even have to be me, but damn it. Stop trying to do it if you keep failing. Oh man, sometimes I talk to people on the potential, on the breakthrough calls, and they're like, no, but I think I can figure out on my own. I'm like, okay, but you just told me for 15 years you haven't been able to figure it out. What's going to be different now? Well, I'm just feeling a newfound motivation. Okay, and how fucking long is that going to last? Oh my God. What people are really saying, by the way, is, no, I had pain, but I made myself feel better now. So I'm going to go do it, even though I know I'm going to fail. But I feel good right now, so I'm going to take the easy way out. Because if I have to pay money for the program, I'll actually have to follow through with it. And that's going to be hard work. And I'm not even sure that I'll be able to do it. You know, I'll tell you something. I get clients and I'm trying to do a better job at talking about the clients who really struggle versus the clients who make a dramatic transformation. And I've got clients making dramatic transformations. I've got Jeff, shout out to you. Kevin, only been with me over a month, already made a dramatic transformation. Dean, dramatic transformation. Who else? Mary, dramatic transformation, even though she's 68 and has diabetes and has never, you know, really gotten this handled before. Who else is making a dramatic transformation? I'm blanking. Please don't get mad at me. But so many people, Ashley, so many clients, Rick Day, you know, dramatic body transformation. I'm trying to think about who else. So many, Todd, Deanne from the past, Sarah, so many people from the past. And if you've made a dramatic transformation with me and I'm not mentioning your name, please forgive me. I wasn't planning on name dropping right now. But what I want to tell you too, though, is that the people who struggle, there are people who struggle in the program. And it's like this. Sometimes you've got to check your expectations. So I can't, what I do delivers, and people who do similar things to me, by the way, it's not just me. I have friends in this business who do similar things and they create dramatic transformations too. Sometimes you got to check your expectations, but here's what I'll tell you. So some people are like, well, I have the body transformation if I sign up with you. It's like, well, that's a possibility if you step up and do the work. But I'll tell you this, if you don't, I will get you further than you've ever gotten on your own and any other program has ever gotten you. But you need to step up, put some skin in the game and go for it. Because it ain't going to happen on a 297 program. All right. It's not going to happen with the $47 meal plan. You got to put skin in the game and go for it. It's got to be something that you're willing to invest in. Oh my gosh, the amount of people, probably money is probably the number one thing that people let, you know, it's people let it stop them from changing their body and thereby therefore changing your life. Because what I do in my coaching program, it's like a Tony Robbins seminar. It's more like a Tony Robbins seminar that will get you lean, right? That will get you to lose 20 to 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's what it's like. You become a different person afterwards because that's what happens in the process. I create it to be that way. It's hard work, but it does work. But you've got to invest in yourself. And even if it's not with me, the people who do what I do, we all charge the same amount. There's no weaseling your way out of it. You're not going to be able to do it on your own. There's too much information for you to, hell, you don't even know if I know what I'm talking about. You just like my voice, right? People are so funny, you know? So it's just too much information to sift through. All right, I think I'm off my soapbox now. But I wanted to share this with you today because I was reading these heaven and hell exercises that we have people do in the coaching group. And I was just like, man, so many people struggling at such a deep level. And most of them, I never even saw them on the challenge. Most of the people who sign up for the challenge don't even do it. And then the ones who actually show up and show up consistently, it's so funny, right? You just see these people. There's a group of people who start and then day after day after day, they just drop off more and more until we had about a core group of maybe 15 people after, you know, I forget how many people signed up for it. Over 50. I think we let in about 50 or something like that. Giselle kind of runs that part. Because we say we sign up 50, but then some people just never even show up. But we handle about 50 total. But to even get that, you know, it's so the point is this. The point is people don't follow through, but even the ones who make it to the end and have an opportunity to take it to the next level. And we're talking about people who are qualified here, right? We're talking about people who really do have the money. It's just a matter of whether they want to spend it on this or not. We're talking about people who are qualified, who've proven that they can follow a program, and it's just really they need the right program. And boom, they disappear. And what's funny also is this. We have people who come back into the challenge, and it's like it gets them back on track and then they go backwards after the challenge ends. Gets them back on track, then goes backwards after the challenge ends. It's like, to take it to the next level, you've got to step up and invest in yourself. It won't happen any other way. And I say this, and I want you to understand that this isn't just me promoting what I do or promoting the people who do what I do. I understand that to take my business to the next level, I ain't listening to fucking podcasts or reading blog posts, because I ain't that sucker. I don't operate on that level. I used to be that sucker, by the way, used to be, but now I don't even want, blog posts and podcasts are just me, are just a way for me to figure out who should I hire to help me solve this problem fast. That's what this is really about. Otherwise, you're just spinning your wheels. You just listen and read and listen and read. Maybe pick up a thing here, try a thing there, but you never get really anywhere. Or if you do get somewhere, it's so slow. Or maybe you get some success, but you're not able to keep it because you didn't understand the principles in the first place, because you just don't have the experience. You just don't have the knowledge that you need. Please don't do that to yourself. Please break that cycle. Whether you work with me or not, it's okay. But just understand that's the way the game is played. You got to step up. You got to put skin in the game. You got to, right? It doesn't come easy like that. Oh, it just makes me feel uncomfortable to you know, have to sign up to a program. Guess what? That discomfort, that's the opportunity that you've been waiting for. It's disguised as discomfort, but it's really the opportunity you've been waiting for. That uncomfortable feeling, that feeling of putting yourself first and investing in yourself and really stepping up and saying that I'm worth it. And that's what I want to leave you with today. I want you to ask yourself, how are you sabotaging yourself? What are the obstacles that are in your way? And if it's not your health, then whoa, I commend you for listening to 45 minutes of this stuff and this not being your big problem. But ask yourself, what are the obstacles in my way? What are the things that are taking up my time, taking up active thought in my brain? What are the things that are running in the background, taking away from me being present in the moment with my family, with my children, with my partner, with my career, with my clients, and remove those things? This is an opportunity right now to focus on yourself before the floodgates open back up and everybody's back to their normal routine, going shopping, going on vacation and putting on more weight, and then feeling like they need a vacation from their vacation. Before that happens, before the world goes back to normal, which it will, take advantage of this. Remove those things. Build the skills now so that once this ends, you're in a much better place. You're in a much happier place. And you've got more positive experiences than negative ones in all your relationships, including the most important one, the relationship with yourself. I love you. Remember, if you want to have an experience with me, sign up to the challenge, legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge. I want to see you win. I want to see more people win. I want to see more people step up and do this. So again, love you, want the best for you, but you've got to want it more than I do. You've got to love yourself more than I do. Have a great weekend and speak to you on Monday.